Good evening. Along with Pastor Mike's welcome, I'd like to welcome you to worship at Hope. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the pastoral interns here. And tonight I get to talk to you of the super light subject of trust during suffering. Really light, right? Wednesday night light topic, trust during suffering. But I gotta say, I am so thankful for the sunshine. Because two Wednesdays ago, as we were leaving here, it was just starting to snow. If you guys were here, it really was. Starting to snow hard. And I live out of town, and there was a pretty big storm brewing. I was here. I have about a 30-minute drive out into the country. I live out in Kindred. But I drive that road back and forth from Kindred at least twice a day. So I know that road. Like, it's a familiar drive for me. But in the snow, it looked a little bit different. The atmosphere surrounding me was not recognizable because I couldn't see the edges, I couldn't see landmarks, I couldn't see just a building or a light off the side. And it was after dark, so it was stressful. I couldn't see the edge of the road. I mean, I trusted that the edge of the road was there, but the snow was such that I didn't have any points of reference. There is something that is usually there, though, especially on those county roads that I can always count on. Is a rumble strip. You guys know what I'm talking about? Even when I can't see, if you hit that rumble strip on the side of the road, you see like it's got on that white line, it's got all those indents and stuff, and you hit it and it shakes your car, right? And it's sort of like, oh, okay, I don't need to be there. That is not my lane. And then it kind of kicks you back in. So during the snow, I used it to find an edge. I used it like to find the edge and make sure that I wasn't gonna go off the road. Its intended purpose is if you're falling asleep at the wheel, to wake you up and kick you back in, right? It's an alert system. It can be jolting, and like I said, it's intended to keep us on the road when we are falling asleep at the wheel. I'm glad it's there because it kept me on the road that night, and it keeps me on the road whether I'm in a storm or whether I'm start to drift off. So. The question I have for you guys to start with is, do you ever feel like you're falling asleep at the wheel, faith-wise? Like, everything's going well, and you're cruising along in familiar territory, you know? Things are good with your finances, they're solid, and relationships are solid, and your faith, you feel a strong connection with God, and your health is good, and your job is going well, and then all of a sudden, like, bam, something comes along, something that's beyond your control, and you find yourself in familiar territory that all of a sudden looks unfamiliar. So how do you get your bearings? How do you find your way back to good once you've been thrown off course? Or if you're in the middle of a storm, how do you find your way forward even if you can't see the road in front of you? So today, as we're continuing our Lent series, we're talking about trusting God during suffering. And I know I was talking about a storm, and I know that we use that as a metaphor, and that's what I'm going to use tonight, because I was literally in a storm. I could not see where I was going. So tonight, we're going to talk about how to trust God during your storms. So when familiar places look all of a sudden unfamiliar, or when you don't understand what is happening, how do we trust God in those moments? For me, trust is a tough concept. Like, I'm a doer. I like to do things. And sure, I understand trust, but what do I do? Like, somebody tell me what to do. So let's look at our lesson from Romans 5. We read in Romans 5 that we glory in our sufferings even because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. So I got stuck. I got stuck on this word perseverance because this text today says that we have to move through perseverance to get to that hope that we're looking for. So I want to talk about that word for just a moment. I remember I learned this word in the fourth grade. And I always equated it with a bicycle ever since then. Because to me, perseverance meant if you fall, you get back up again and you keep trying. But that's where I get into trouble, because it makes me think that somehow, as a doer, that I have to work harder, that I have to do more. So that's what perseverance says to me, but that is not what biblical perseverance is. Like, the actual definition, the one that I learned in the fourth grade, is a steady persistence in a course of action, a purpose, a state, etc., especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. But the biblical perseverance doesn't exactly look like that. It says it's a continuance in a state of grace to the end, leading to eternal salvation. So I'm supposed to continue in a state of grace rather than getting back up on that bike and doing more. Because as Christians, we get a different definition. It's not get back up on your bike. It's move forward in perseverance by standing in God's grace and trusting in Him. This is how we get to that hope part. It's not about what I can do. It is about what Jesus has done. So completely different. But that brings us back to trust, right? I got to trust that God is who He says He is, and He will do what He says He's going to do. So perseverance is trusting God even when we can't see what He sees. So I have to ask for a volunteer, preferably a young person. Give me a volunteer. I need somebody to come up here. Oh, you're so shy today. I need that person. Otherwise, you'll be voluntold. I know some names out there. It doesn't have to be super young. You want to come up, Colleen? Yeah. Yeah, come on, Colleen. Okay. Sorry for calling you out. Okay, so a little demonstration. Will you do me a favor and just do what I show you and ask you to do? Can you take two steps to the right? Very good. One step forward. Take two steps back. If we took two steps more forward, we'd just be Paul Abdul, right? None of the kids get that. But, so. Anyways, so, and now, like, feet shoulder width apart. And can you do, like, a straight squat? Very good. Okay. All right. Now, we've got a little bit of a basis for trust, right? Will you take this and put it over your eyes, please? Oh, it will. No, use the straps. See, we've learned all sorts of creative uses for masks in this time, haven't we? Okay, now we know how to step forward and step back, right? So will you do me a favor and take two steps forward? Okay, ooh, getting kind of close to the ledge there, Colleen. Okay, so will you take two steps to your right? Okay, do you trust me enough to take one more step forward? Take one small step forward. Here you go. Woo, getting close to the edge. Okay, one tiny step back. Okay, and now a shuffle back. Okay, now do a squat like you're gonna sit back. And sit back. Oh, very good. Now give her a round of applause. You don't know everybody's up here on the platform with you right now, right? Just kidding. You can take the blindfold off. Thank you so much. Thank you for being brave and coming up. I appreciate it. Now we don't have to worry about this anymore. You can keep it. You can keep the mask. It was disposable. It's fine. Okay. Thanks. So, little demonstration here. Just about trust. So Colleen and I have met before, right? So we have that little basis of trust. Right, we sort of know each other, and she was able to do a couple steps with me, and I showed her exactly what I wanted her to do, and then she was able to trust me enough to sit back, even when she couldn't see what was going on. My point is that we can put trust in the one who can see, even when we can't see. She was putting trust in me because I could see what was going on. She got close to the ledge, and I told her it was close, but she got to shuffle backwards, right? She put trust in the one who could see, even when she couldn't see. And actually, the real point is that even when we can't see God through our circumstances, we can trust him to see us through those circumstances. So how do we do this? How are we able to trust God through these tough times when we can't see him? It's helpful to ask him in the times when it's easier, when our times are not tough. Like before, we had a little bit of a rapport going, right? Like she knew what I wanted her to do, and we know each other a little bit. Or like when I was driving on the road through the storm, I had been on that road before, and I knew what it was supposed to look like. I just couldn't see what I was used to seeing at that time. It was unfamiliar. But to trust God like that, we need to have a relationship with God and be familiar with him before we find ourselves in unfamiliar territory. We need to get to a point where going to God and resting in him is as familiar as sitting in a chair, a place where you know you can sit and it will support you and you can find rest and you can trust it to hold you up. So that you can persevere not on your own power, but in a continuing state of grace. Because even when we can't see God through the storm, he promises to see us through the storm. And when we persevere, we can be hopeful that we will come out on the other side of it. Because God is not a stranger to storms. He knows suffering, and he promises to be with us. Jesus went to the cross and chose to suffer himself for you. And then in Romans 5:5, in our reading today, we read that God's love was poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The Holy Spirit was given to us because of what Jesus did on the cross. So we get to have him as a helper with us all the time. He's been poured out into us. The Holy Spirit is our helper, our comforter. He reminds us of the truth. He leads us in obedience. He gives us direction, and he reminds us that we are not alone because of what Jesus did on the cross through his death, his resurrection. We get to have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us and know that we are not driving alone through the storm. We have a helper. We have a helper to guide us back. We have a rumble strip that'll wake us up and give us a little jolt and get us going in the right direction. And then we need to trust him to get us back on the road, even when we can't see where it is we're supposed to go. So another question, have you hit any rumble strips lately? There have been a lot of rumble strips lately. Last year around this time, I hit a rumble strip. When the pandemic hit, our church closed. School shut down. I have kids, so they were at home. My job looked different. My husband's job looked different. We were doing familiar things, but it looked altogether unfamiliar. We were in a familiar place. We were still in our home, but it looked completely unfamiliar and it was foreign. I want to tell you right now that my first instinct was to fully trust God in that moment. I want to tell you that. But that's not exactly what happened. It wouldn't be the truth. Admittedly, trusting God is not always my first reaction to a challenge. I have this tendency to try to push through on my own power. I want to do more. I want to persevere on my own. It wasn't until I started to sit with him again, started to have devoted time in prayer, started to journal, that I was able to see God through the circumstances. Because last year I found myself overwhelmed with grief often. And it wasn't until I got back into that routine, back in that devoted time and that journaling and making space to listen, that I was able to see him through the storm. So how do we get better at trusting God? How do we move through the storm? A few things. We pray. We pray, we pray, we pray. We create that relationship with God Spend regular time with him. If you have not established that yet, it is never too late to start. Even 5 minutes a day, get on the road with him so that you can figure out where he's leading you. And then we lean in. We lean into the things that we can be grateful for. Gosh, lean into those things you can be grateful for and look for them. And then we lean on the Holy Spirit and the people that God has placed in our lives to help guide us back on the road. Because you are not facing whatever storm you are in alone. The Lord is walking with you every step of the way, and he gives you other believers to walk with. So what if we all persevere, and we choose faith, and we choose trust in God, and we choose standing in his grace, even when we can't see what he can see? I think if we all do that, we continue to grow. God can use us as rumble strips for each other to help nudge each other back onto the road when we get lost in a storm. And then we move forward trusting that even through our suffering, God is good. He sees us. He loves us. He's with us. He's with us in the blessings. He's with us in the brokenness. And we can trust him with our lives even when it hurts, because he's been there. And he is here. And he promises to be with us through it all. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for being a constant that I can trust in no matter what's going on. Thank you that no matter what circumstances surround me, you surround the circumstances and you will see me through them. Lord, open my eyes so I might see what is already there, and open my heart so that I might believe you are with me. Help me to trust that you're good, and that as I press into your promises of love and grace, I can trust that you are working for my good, because you can see what I can't see. Help me to seek you and see you as you see me through my challenges. Lord, help me to persevere, build my character so that I can live with hope in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.